Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Yeah, that'll work. Just needed somewhere to lean a poster. My name is Doug. And I heart movies! This is Doug Hearts Movies! Coming to you after too long of a break, UCB, from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, July 17th, Two Oceans 12! We did it! Jordan is here. It's weird to do this show without seeing Jordan, but I did a bunch of them out on the road, and since I last spoke and you listened, I filmed the Doug Loves Movies in San Diego for my new movie, Chronicon, and an excerpt of that show will be available. You probably have, regular listeners have probably heard it already, because between the time I record this and then this comes out on Friday, we'll probably release it, but it's just going to be part of it, because we filmed it for the movie, and so why have everybody hear the whole thing, and then when you see it in the movie, you'll be like, well, I already heard all of this. So it'll just be an excerpt, but probably about 30 minutes of it, so that'll be fun to listen to. We had great guests, Kulop and Scott and Brian Posehn. If you're in Dallas or Fort Worth or that area, please come see me and two special guests do stand-up at Hyenas in Dallas on Sunday, July 22nd at 4:20. And then one lucky audience member who can compete well in the Leonard Maltin game and has a cool name tag will win a seat in the 8 o'clock Doug Loves Movies taping later that night. And please join me for another stand-up show the next night, Monday, July 23rd at Hyenas in Fort Worth. Now, the prize bag is an interesting mix of stuff tonight, because it's mostly from me. Because as it turns out, there's one of the guests is here, has arrived on time, and that guest signed their name on a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, which makes it a one-of-a-kind Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And then I also included Smug Life and my first one, Professional Humoridian CD, and a Freak Dance sticker, and then there's a poster here that the publicist of one of the other guests, who I don't think is here yet, brought for that guest's new movie. So we'll deal with that when the time comes. So, with one guest backstage when I walked out here. Quite possibly still, still just the one guest, but I will say all three names. Please welcome, this is the director's edition of Doug Loves Movies, please welcome James Gunn, Neil Brennan, and Jay Chandraskar. Two of them! Mike's on the floor.
I broke it. I'm so happy to be here.
Shit is happening.
Again, I offered Doug. I forgot. He usually asks me to bring something for the audience, and I guess I fucked up, right?
I guess so, or you didn't tell me. Your publicist guy.
My publicist guy is a piece of shit.
But it happens. Everybody, it's Jordan will tell you. The guests forget to bring.
But I offered to come on the
all
t-shirt.
The time.
I did offer to
he
go
He did
back
offer
in the
to
bathroom.
Jizz all over it, and I said, why
I
don't
really
you just
did.
Sign
I,
it?
I would have done it, too, but you didn't think that was a good thing that people would want to have.
Why did you change your first name from James to Jizz, since you're so Jizz Gun would be an awesome...
What kind of joke is that?
Who wouldn't see a movie directed by Jizz Gun?
I'm offended. I'm offended by that particular joke.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jay.
Hi.
First time guest.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
And I brought something.
What'd you bring? Oh, your publicist gave it to me already.
No.
Oh, you brought something else?
I brought two things.
Okay, a poster for your new movie, Baby Makers.
A signed Beerfest script.
There you go. That's called taking it up a notch.
Which I'll...
Now, who exactly signed it?
All the fellas from Brooklyn.
It's not James Gunn.
I will... You want to sign it?
I want to sign it. I want to come on it.
And make it worthless.
All the Broken Lizard dudes.
I'm happy to you know, personalize it if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
All right.
I brought a Sharpie.
I never knew. It's right here on the front page. I never knew that Beer Fest was a highbrow comedy.
Highbrow comedy.
Wait, where does it say that?
They got a fucking joke in before the title credit. A highbrow comedy by Broken Lizard.
Yeah.
So it's the first page is fun, so no wonder you got that made. That's pretty awesome.
I kind of got a Broken Lizard tattoo on my arm from when I was 18 years old. It's kind of fucked up.
That's right.
It is a lizard, but is it broken?
Yeah.
Or regular?
It's together.
It's a together lizard. Like that Geico one. Right? For a lizard, he's got his shit together. Spokesman for a pretty big company. Argues with an old man a lot.
He's got one up on Gilbert Gottfried, that's for sure.
Because nobody even gives a shit who the voice of the Geico lizard is. Like it doesn't even matter if that guy said something horrible. Nobody would know. Nobody would be like,
about,
that's the lizard.
Yeah, that guy could make like that guy could be Daniel Tosh, and he'd still be working.
That'd be hilarious. A series of outtakes from Geico commercials where the lizards stand around telling rape jokes.
Yeah.
In his normal accent. He doesn't even speak in that accent. So Jay's new movie, Baby Makers, right? I always want to say Troublemakers for some reason, because that's what I think of Baby Makers.
We can make that next.
All right. Baby Makers opens soon.
August 3rd.
August 3rd in theaters all over the country, or is it?
It'll open in 10 cities, and then it'll also be on iTunes same day. And
oh.
then it'll maybe open wider if it does well.
I like your attitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's make it open wider, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Go see Baby Makers. Olivia Munn, Paul Schneider, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Kevin Heffernan.
Yeah. And it's.
Wood Harris from The Wire.
All right.
You played Avon Barksdale.
That's pretty cool.
I love that guy. I had in my last movie, I had Andre Royo, who played Bubbles in The Wire.
Oh, yeah, and Bubbles. Because of The Wire. Right. This dude, Nat Faxon, who won the Oscar for right? writing The Descendants.
He seemed as puzzled as everyone else when Jim Rash stuck his leg out Angelina Jolie style. Like, that was so funny, but Nat was kind of like, what? What's going on? Why is that funny?
Jay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you had to kill one person in your cast, like how of those people you just mentioned, like you, or somebody's going to kill all of them, which
and
one?
Just be glad you don't have to fuck or marry any of
which
them.
Which would you kill? Yeah.
Thank God we get right to the heart of the game. Let's not.
You have to kill one.
Let's not
you have to kill
pussyfoot
one.
Around.
I guess I would kill...
I'd kill Olivia Munn.
Would you?
Yeah, but who would you kill? Who would you kill? And then do something...
Did you bring that up just because?
It's Pretty Woman. It's fun. It's fun.
Well, she's already dead.
Then. Haven't you watched a serial killer movie ever? Who gets killed? Pretty Women. That's why it's so cool. No, no, really. Who would you kill?
No, really. Who would I kill? It's tough. I guess I would kill Paul Schneider, maybe.
Cool.
Just for the fuck of it.
Even if somebody didn't ask you.
Yeah, no good reason. I like him.
I think you just have to kill them all so you don't hurt anybody's
feelings. That's probably
better.
That's probably better.
Nobody likes to be left out.
Yeah.
Flip a coin.
So let's see if I got some other good questions written down for you guys. So Neil Brennan obviously is not here yet. And he texted me like 20 minutes ago, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. And I wrote back, well, 10 minutes late from when I asked you to be here or 10 minutes late from when the show is actually starting? And then he didn't answer that question. I don't blame him. It's awful, passive aggressive.
The rare stoner scolding you for being late. I love it. I love it.
It is weird that I have a show that starts exactly at 7:30 every week. Have I ever missed it? No. But my guess, they have. And the answer is always, oh, the traffic.
I don't think I've ever been on your show when there wasn't somebody who didn't show up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm starting to take it personally, yeah.
Well, you know, it's at the 10 minutes past when we were supposed to start, so I assume he's going to come
racing in any second. Last time Rooker was supposed to be on this show, he didn't make it at all, and he was texting me, like, while you were doing the show, asking for your number that I could give it to him so he could tell you it's going to be late to your show, or could you hold it off for a little while or whatever, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, hold off the show.
Yeah, this is Michael Rooker. He's acted in a lot of my movies, and he's a moron.
But really good at the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we played Sea of Love, which he was in, and he didn't recognize any of it.
No, the category was Michael Rooker movies.
Yeah.
And he lost to my brother Sean.
Yeah. But in, you know, in his defense, Sean has been obsessed with Michael Rooker.
With Michael Rooker
for his entire
life. I did. I went on one time. I went online and I took one of those like quizzes, like my movie Slither, and I took the quiz, you know, to try to see how well I would do, and I got like 57%. I didn't know anything in my own movie, so
it's, you know, you're looking,
you were
at it
googling
from a different
yourself
angle.
In Slither.
No, I think somebody posted it on my Facebook page. Yeah. To be completely honest,
I forgot to ask it the way I wanted to ask because I thought it was hilarious to say, when is the Baby Makers? When is that movie due? Has anyone asked you that yet?
No, you're the first.
It'll happen again, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not that clever. And James Gunn has a video game that he's already tired of promoting at this point.
I told you backstage, I'm like, we don't really have to. I'm,
yeah, yeah, but
I'm
I
done.
Still
I'm done with promoting.
Let's move a couple more.
Let's do it.
It's a great game, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's called Lollipop Chainsaw, and it's a story of this girl, Juliet Starling, who's a cheerleader, and she's got her boyfriend's disembodied head attached to her waist, and she kills a bunch of zombies, and it's out now everywhere on Xbox and PS3, and it's doing extraordinarily well, happily. So it's fun. It's a fun game.
Because she's got her ex-boyfriend's head attached to her stomach.
Yeah, and it's a great place to come and promote a game is on a movies podcast.
Is the head helpful to her? Is that why? Is she better at killing zombies because she has her ex-boyfriend's head?
Well, her ex-boyfriend's head is very funny. He's played by my friend Michael Rosenbaum, who was Lex Luthor on Smallville.
Sure.
Very funny guy. And he gives her a lot of advice throughout the game. But also, she can cut off a zombie's head and put his head on the zombie, and then that zombie becomes her assistant. So he can help her out a little bit for a short amount of time. It's a realistic game. I did a lot of research while I was writing this game because I wanted to get every little specific thing right. I'm really crazy when it comes to the research.
Does she have sex with the zombie boyfriend head once it's all put together?
There we never see it happen, but there is some discussion.
Some off-screen shenanigans?
Of the things that they could do, you know, what could happen.
Yeah.
You know, a way he could satisfy her.
Jay, you recently tweeted.
I was going to say.
That.
She's giving the zombie head. Then I didn't.
You totally didn't.
I can see Jay's huge erection behind this table right now.
So generous of you to say it's huge.
Thank
you.
Jay, you recently tweeted that This is Spinal Tap is the greatest film of all time. And my question to you is, have you forgotten about the adventures of Milo and Otis?
Do you know about Milo and Otis? Do you know about the controversy behind it?
The controversy is that they made a movie where they just kept tossing cats off of a cliff.
Yeah, they kept killing those cats.
Yeah, it's fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
But also a hilarious movie.
Because
Dudley Moore does all the voices,
yeah.
And they scamper around, and it's real cutesy, and then next thing you know, they're in a box right going down a raging river, and you know those are real cats that they put in a box
they're
on a raging river.
Fucking killing one kitten after the next in that movie.
God damn.
But it's worth it, because it's so great.
Yeah. But I'd say, This is Spinal Tap is definitely funnier on purpose. And And it is truly is a great film. That's sort of a loaded question.
No, I mean, I watched
what
it
I want you to
again
say,
a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking great. I mean, it's just, you know, and then the number of great cameos in that movie, with Fred Willard and Fran Drescher and Paul Schaefer. And it's just perfect.
Yeah, Dana Crystal and Billy Carvey are in it. Yeah. And,
Dan Murray, Bill Aykroyd,
Fran Drescher for exactly the amount of time anyone could ever take her.
Dude,
she's funny in that movie.
Fran Drescher's fucking
she's great.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I saw Fran Drescher and I thought she was like past her prime. I saw her. Now this was a little while. It was a few years ago, but I saw her at a party. I was checking her out, and I'm like, "Who's that girl on the dance floor? She's fucking hot." And then it was fucking Fran Drescher, and I'm like, "What the hell? The nanny is hot." That's a true story. And then I fucked her so many times in so many ways that night. No, I didn't do that. Jay, I have a question for you.
I don't want to be any part of it.
I think Michael McKean deserved the Academy Award for Spinal Tap the year that movie came out. I think he's amazing in that movie.
He's just trying to suck up to me.
What do you think? Can I be in a Broken Lizard?
I think he
movie?
Was terrific. But I mean, I worked with him on Happy Endings. And he almost played the chief of police in Super Troopers. We met him and we talked to him for a while about that.
Wow.
And more recently, he was hit by a car in New York City when a car jumped the curb, and apparently he's doing all right.
Yeah, never missed a performance in his life, and then he had to sit out that play that he was in, Best Man. He had to sit out for a period of time. Yeah.
If he was in a Marvel movie and he was hit by a car, he'd have superpowers now.
Well, you guys have both brought up things that have led me to ask some questions. James, if you don't mind. But I like it, though. I've never had a guest. I have a question for you. It's quite helpful. It's very helpful. But
I was getting
Jay,
out of an awkward Fran Drescher.
But Jay mentioned directing Happy Endings, which is a show that I love and that you directed. And also, of course, you directed episodes of Arrested Development. And so I just want to start, a rumor right here and now that you're going to direct the Arrested Development movie. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So we took care of that, and then...
You know, that Arrested Development movie, it's like that rumor that never stops. And I keep running into... I ran into Ron Howard in the bathroom of the DGA. And I have an aversion to talking to guys in the bathroom, generally. But I talked to him, because I was like, you know, when am I going to give him a chance?
Did you, like, check it out, though, a little bit? It's Ron Howard.
It's red.
It's red. It's a very ginger penis.
It's red.
How was it hard to resist, like, peeing next to him and going...
He said it's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
I know, but
Netflix is saying it. Netflix is saying like 10 episodes, each character gets an episode to kind of catch you up to where they're at, and then a movie is what they're saying.
I worked with Will Arnett on Up All Night, and he said it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think also red.
How can anyone in
But it was the herpes.
So, James, other than your movie Super, which I've gone on record as saying it is in fact just that. It's super.
Thanks, man.
What is your, because this is sort of this crazy summer of superheroes, so what's your favorite superhero movie, like, ever?
ever.
Yeah, of all time.
The first Iron Man movie. I really think that's the best. I think the first Iron Man worked really, really well. I actually don't think there's too many good ones. I think the first Iron Man was great. I mean, these are like the mainstream superhero movies.
Sure. What's a non-mainstream one that's good?
I knew that was coming. As soon as it came out of my mouth, my head was going.
Yeah. What do you got?
Unbreakable. I don't like any of the nine. Yeah.
Unbreakable.
That's non-mainstream.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
kinda.
You got another one? I liked that movie when I first saw it. Yeah, and then now I think it's shitty.
Why?
Seen it again?
How did it get shitty?
It got shitty over the years.
Because you can't without how slow it is?
I got smarter and less on heroin while I was watching it. And then it became shitty. No, I don't think... I like Iron Man. I love the Avengers. I thought that was a blast. And, that's it. I'm done.
What do you think, Jay?
I like the Batman with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yeah. Because I like Jack Palance. He shoots the cards at Jack Nicholson. He goes, "Don't forget your lucky deck."
That's a good part?
I love it. He didn't want him to forget his lucky deck.
Don't forget your lucky deck.
I hate that movie. The first Batman I hate because it's really, like, first of all, it's really, really boring. Secondly, I know people like Michael Keaton.
Wait. Here's your lucky deck.
Yeah, except for that part.
Forget it. I'm Regis Philbin now.
Secondly, I don't like Michael Keaton. Like, Batman's supposed to beat you up. Michael Keaton's like a little, like, half pudgy dude. I don't care how many muscles they put on his costume. It doesn't work. He can't move his neck. But worst of all is this. Here's the thing.
Keaton's got an inch on you, though.
The important thing about Batman.
I'm just saying.
The important thing about Batman is that he's got this unquenchable thirst to take, you know, to have vengeance because somebody killed his parents. And he's got this bottomless pit inside of himself that he can never do that. And in fucking Batman, Tim Burton doesn't understand the fucking character, so he has the Joker be the guy that killed his parents, thereby ruining Batman forever. So I hate it. It's as bad as, like, when, you know, Superman had a kid with Lois Lane. I'm a comic book geek, like, straight up hardcore.
Get a load of this nerd. Are you also still mad that when you ordered X-ray specs out of the back of the comic that you couldn't see through women's clothes?
I did. It was a flying bat that I got. I bought a flying bat out of the back.
Oh, the fucking flying bat.
And you know what
worst?
It was? I thought it was a little... I had this picture in my head like I was going to get... It was in the back of the comics and the ads. And I had this picture in my head that it was going to be this amazing mechanized flying bat that was going to fly around my room. I had no friends. And this was the closest thing I was going to have. And instead, it was like a little... It was this tiny, like 2 inches across, on a little string, a little rubber bat with painted on red eyes that were not even on his eyes. They were like the eyes. And that was what the flying bat was. And I already had one of those bats. It was like way bigger and cooler. And it didn't make a very good friend.
Don't forget your flying bat. that was interesting, all that just happened. Going back to the very beginning of it, I thought that Batman was great at the time. Like, when I saw it when it came out, I thought it was great, but I think that it probably doesn't hold up because, what'd you say, boring as fuck?
Yeah, it's really
It's kind of slow.
I had to do a thing for, EW a couple years where I had to, you know, go write about all the different superhero movies, and I went back and rewatched all those movies. And, like, some of them have, like, Superman, the first Superman movie, which I liked way more than Batman. I love that movie as a kid. And there's still a lot of great things in it. But man, it has like...
Oh, there's fucking parts where Ned Beatty's walking around and the music's like...
The flying sequence with Lois Lane, where Lois Lane is reading poetry about her love for Superman.
Yeah, save that for a fucking coffee shop. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
So you must be one of the real, real, real haters of when Tobey Maguire does a dance number in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. I'm not too fond of that team. But I do like Spider-Man 2 quite a bit, actually.
That's
one of my
up there,
more
I think,
favorite
also.
Superhero movies. And I like The Last X-Men. I'm not a total purist. X-Men First Class takes a lot of, you know, they change the characters around a lot. But I still thought it was a good movie, so I got into it.
It's the best movie where a couple of men can get together on the steps of the Lincoln Monument and and play chess with no one else around. Like, yeah. As casual as can be, this is where we play chess.
Yeah, because every other movie that has it in that in there sucks.
What about Jay? How do you feel about superheroes?
You know, I just am a little over superheroed right now.
Maybe this is the time. Yeah, come on out. Neil Brennan, everybody.
Did someone say superhero?
You are dressed like Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. He had a hoodie on. So, yeah, we're talking superheroes. And
I'm a little over superheroes.
You're sick of it.
Loved that Iron Man, but wasn't as big a fan of 2. And no. I just can't get myself to go watch all these superhero movies anymore, which I know is most of the movies.
It's all of them. I had the thought that if they made The Godfather today, he would be wearing... he'd have a big G on his chest. Like black spandex. Mm-hmm. Cannoli mobile. You guys... thing writes itself.
He came out hot. I like
a gold crest of some type on his head, like one of the Asgardian dudes.
I like it. So what?
I like it. Probably at home, it probably sounds like he's saying that as if that's a bad thing. But looking at you, you sound excited about it.
My Godfather.
Yeah, it would be like the better Godfather.
No, I like the original. Yeah.
This might be the first show I've ever done of Douglas Movies where all three guests have the same product in their hair.
That was horrifying. That's the worst moment of my life right there. I'm from
Chicago.
Well,
when you two came out, it looked like you got shirts the same color, the jeans. Like,
we called each other. We wanted to be twins.
Yeah.
It's cool.
We direct movies. Yeah. This is what we should look like.
He's got more different kind of shoes.
Can't tell, but I'm blushing.
Yeah. You can't tell. So, Neil, thank you for getting here when you did.
Because,
holy shit, this thing was going in the dumper. No, I'm just kidding. You missed about 25 minutes.
20, did I legitimately 20 minutes?
22 minutes, maybe.
Was there a lot of traffic out there?
Yeah, I took...
Where did you come?
Yeah.
What road did you come on?
You know what was great? I drove a great drive. You know what I mean? I took the side streets from Venice.
All right.
And it took me like an hour and 10 minutes. But but it was like I fucking did all the...
You were moving the whole time.
I did it right.
Yeah, cutting through gas stations.
You couldn't have done no better. It was just a good drive. I stand by what I've done.
That means you left Venice at 7 o'clock for the 7:15 call time.
It wasn't
a
7:15.
Call time. I like the sound of that.
No, it wasn't. I didn't get a call time. That is some great. That's production stuff right there.
Did you bring something for me to give away?
No. I was gonna text you and say, should I bring something?
Sign this shirt.
I didn't know. But I didn't want to. I didn't want you to be like, no, I don't fucking bring you fucking egomaniac. Who wants?
But a signed beer fest script is pretty good.
Kids?
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
pretty good stuff. Yeah. So whoever wins is going to be sitting pretty. So this is the point of the
pretty
show
great.
Where I normally ask, does anyone hunger for games? And that happens. Did you get a chance to listen to the show, Jay?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
So does the Leonard Mullen game make sense to you?
Because
we're going to try to play it.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
I'm bad at it.
Thank you for signing that, Neil. And as always, Neil, I always have to ask you, directed The Goods. What is it like working with T.J. Miller?
It's everything you'd think it would be. He's a real funny kid.
You had like such a mean answer the last time. That's why I asked you again.
You want the same answer?
Yeah.
I told him, TJ, you have a giant face and you have to play defense against your own face.
See, that's all I wanted to hear. It makes me feel good.
And
to hear
action.
That.
Basically.
He's very funny in it. And so
does he have a giant face?
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's expressive.
It's hugely expressive.
And a lot of noise
expressive.
Comes out of it.
Yeah. It's like a cartoon. He's like a human cartoon. They put him in the Yogi Bear picture, for God's sake. I mean, I say no.
With those other human cartoons,
no
Anna
further
Faris
question.
And
kind of.
And Tom Cavanaugh.
Yogi Bear picture.
Okay, so you guys need to pick. Let's see the name tags you guys brought for tonight. And each of you, please get up from your seats and physically select the name tag
Wait,
you would like
where,
to play
okay,
for.
Okay, this is where we do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're already at that part. So. Just pick somebody that you want to play for. We got a gentleman. Is your name Tag? Your initials are Tag. Okay. T-A-G. You wrote that on a thing. Woody wrote that on an envelope. Jordan's got his baseball, but he's very low-key about it. He doesn't force it on anybody.
It's funny. In Baltimore, everybody had something.
Yeah, in Baltimore, name tags are bigger. In L.A., people are
kind of
like,
kinda like
I got to stand in line out on the street. Like, I'm not gonna stand around with part of a tuba or a fucking flask or a box of candy. You guys all pick things. So Jay has a box of Whoppers that has a Post-it on it that says Jolene. So that's very... Yay! So that's very clever of Jolene to have done that. Are you a Whoppers lover?
No, I'm a fan them? Of the Dolly Parton song Jolene.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I did say pick one that speaks to you. And then you've got part of a trombone?
Part of a trombone, most of a trombone, I guess. Yeah. And it says the guy's name on it.
It says Damon on
it. Damon.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a fan of The Omen, so. And Satan.
But so you just look for the name that's closest
to
Damien?
Damien. Yeah. Exactly.
And Neil got a flask.
Is
it got
named
stuff in
Vivian.
It? Vivian's
the woman's
flask.
Name is Vivian, and I picked the flask because my father is an alcoholic.
You guys really put more thought into it than any of the previous guests. And what's in it, Vivian?
Whiskey.
Whiskey? For real's in it? Can we all have some? Pass it down. Fucking kidding me? I mean, you guys don't have to. I don't know what your standing is on alcohol. I think James drinks.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You didn't drink at that party I went to at your house that one time?
Shh. No, I did. I didn't. I didn't drink.
Because you seemed pretty cool when I shit in the bathtub.
That's my thing. That's my thing, dude. That's why I kept egging you on.
What about you? Do you do this sort of thing?
I have a couple things.
A couple? Slow down. Oh, shit.
I'm going to not because alcohol ruined my childhood.
All right, you guys, let's play.
All right.
So just to give Jay a fighting chance, we'll let him... I just got a text from Neil saying, hoping to be there in 5, and then another one that says 2 minutes.
Yeah. I was going to put another one that said, start my intro.
Okay. So we'll start with James, because he's the most veteran of this program. And then... we'll go to Neil and then over to Jay, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
James gets to pick a category. Good. Would you like at Bernie Mac, spelled differently, B-E-R-N-E-Y, Mac, on Twitter, suggested Lord of the Rings, which is films that have something to do with the Olympics. Lord of the Rings, Olympic Games. Or, celebrating a birthday today, great actor Donald Sutherland. So the films of Donald Sutherland.
Okay.
Whew. Or at Ty Costill, C-O-S-T-I-L-L, suggested Moonrise Condom, which is films where people have sex in space. Okay. nice going tie.
Let's go for Donald Sutherland.
Okay. This movie features Donald Sutherland, and it's from 1992. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He calls it cute. And he also says that Ricky Lake appears unbilled.
Wait, what
so
year?
So this movie is cute. It's from 1992.
Oh.
2.5 stars from Leonard. Donald Sutherland is in it. And Ricky Lake appears unbilled. And then Leonard lists 12 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in?
Ricky Lake.
Jizz Gun.
Unbilled. 1992. Donald Sutherland. Like, that's not a...
People in the audience have some ideas?
You chose that category.
I did, but I was hoping...
You wanted this.
I was hoping for an earlier time, you know, earlier...
An older one?
He wanted MASH.
What?
That's what he wanted.
You were like an older one, like MASH, or...
Yeah, I don't want
Ordinary
name,
People?
I don't want to... Now you're naming them all off.
Beer Fest?
Ordinary People is like... That's right.
You're naming them all? Beer
Fest. Was he in Beer Fest?
Yeah, in the opening.
Oh. That's my guess. Beer Fest. No, I don't. Yeah, I'll
so how many names? You can bid all 12 names if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to say 11 names.
11, okay. So then we go to Neil.
10.
Okay, fair enough.
7.
Nice bid, James. So you can either tell him to name it or you can go lower.
Name that.
Name it? All right. Here's your 7 names. Natasha Gregson Wagner. That's 3 names. Candy Clark, Randall Battenkoff, David Arquette, Paris Vaughn, that's 5, Hilary Swank, Michelle Abrams, and you get 8 names? 7? Oh, that was probably it, right? That was 7, yeah.
A League of Our Own.
Interesting. Why?
I have no idea, and I feel like that was another movie with a lot of people in it.
And Donald Sutherland as the narrator. It was a great group of girls.
That was one of those years where Donald Sutherland was using the name Penny Marshall, I think.
Then the next name that I almost accidentally said kind of gives it away, I think, maybe. Luke Perry? Yeah. Rutger Hauer? Paul Rubens? People behind me are saying it. Donald Sutherland and Kelly. I mean, Christy Swanson.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You guys.
So James gets a point for taking the pussy way out.
That's right. That's right.
He gets a pussy point.
I'll take a pussy
All
point.
All right, take it. Take it. Take it. And this time we'll start with Neil and then move in the other direction back to James. And Neil gets to pick between the following categories. Would you like yuck? That's Y-U-C-C-C-H-H-H-H, and that is an actual word. It's an actual quote from Leonard Maltin's review of a movie. No one ever picks that category because plenty of movies are yucky. And then 5-word review. This is where someone, or Leonard specifically, gave a review of just 5 words to a movie. And so that'll be the movie in that case. Or... let's give one with some options. This category is called Leonard Part 6, and I have listed in this phone 6 movies based on the works of Elmore Leonard. Yeah. And some of them are pretty damn good.
My favorite being TV show Justified. One?
Sure. Of course you can pick that one. But just real quick, 5-word review. Let's see if anybody recognizes this. The review was, it is what it is. And it was from 2004, and Leonard gave it 2 stars.
Is it A League of Our Own?
Yes, also AKA Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed.
I had a feeling it was a sequel.
That would have been funny.
Which is what it is a masterpiece, correct? That's...
It's just been that's been loaded into my phone for forever, and I just realized that that'd be funny to spring that one on you.
Thanks,
but
man. Instead, thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Thanks for bringing that up. Remember that time your dad raped you?
No, because I'm not into recovered memories.
Two stars out of how many?
Out of four.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good to say it is what it is and then give it two stars. That's pretty much saying that, you know, it is what it is. It's fair. Yeah. Sure.
That was actually the most fun I ever had making a movie was that movie. So it kind of goes along with the whole thing about the more fun you have making a movie, the worse it comes out. But, yeah.
I would have fun hanging out with four people dressed as those characters all day.
For 5 months we were in Vancouver doing
both of those
nothing.
Girls are cute.
Yep.
Matthew Lillard's always got something to say.
Funny guy. He's a nice guy. Seth Green was in it. Peter Boyle hung out with me. Yeah, it was great.
Peter Boyle? You fucking
Peter
killed
Boyle,
him on that movie.
Lot. We hung out a lot in that movie. Yeah, he was all a great guy. He was a great man.
Pick from one of these years, Neil. 1957, 1974. These are all Elmore Leonard adaptations. 1985, 2004, 2005, or 2007? That's Leonard Part 6.
Go 2004.
2004, right up in the middle there. Two stars from Leonard for this movie that's based on Elmore Leonard something. He says it's about a ne'er-do-well, which is a fun expression to throw around. And he also says that four of the supporting actors are wasted in throwaway roles. But the movie's got good vibes. That drain away. And he lists 9 names. So how many do you think you can name this movie in?
3.
Neil Brennan says 3 names. Oh, that's a sane bid. We go to James. That's rough. Talk in your microphone, sir.
That's rough. Well, I'm more concerned with winning than amusing your fucking audience.
That was pretty clear with Scooby-Doo, too.
Okay.
Not for my audience. That's not that bad of a thing to say. Did you try to write in a scene where you see Shaggy getting high on weed?
We had all that stuff in the first. We were our first cut of the first Scooby-Doo movie was rated R. It's not a lie. That's totally true.
Can't you get that out there somehow?
No, I don't think so. They had they CGI'd in the girl's cleavage throughout the whole movie. It started out as like more of an Austin Powers type movie, so it was like PG-13 aimed at teens, and then the studio freaked out halfway through making the movie. Anyway, that's not important. What's more important is...
Three names. You got to go less.
I'm going to have to
say name it.
I'm going to say name it.
All right. So if he fails to name it, then James will be our winner. And if he names it, we'll move on to another round. Do you want the clues again, Neil?
No. I need those names.
You need the names? You need the Glengarry leads?
Yeah.
Okay. Your three names, I think they're very helpful names, are Harry Dean Stanton, Charlie Sheen, and B.B. Newworth in an adaptation of a Elmore Leonard.
I'm gonna go with Be Cool.
Oh! The Big Bounce. Yeah. With Vinnie Jones, Willie Nelson, Sarah Foster, Gary Sinise, Morgan Freeman, and Owen Wilson. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's tough. But, Be Cool was definitely one of the other options, but that was from 2005. A year later. So James is our winner, everybody. So Damon, where's Damon at? Come and get your prizes,
Are you
Damon.
You up 2-0 now?
And,
you're up 2-0?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, two pussy points.
Enjoy this highbrow comedy. Oh, he's going to personalize it. I love it. Write Damien, just because that would be a funny callback. There's your poster. I liked how you scooped that up. Like, I'm getting all this shit. I don't care if it's in the bag or not. Do you want some Whoppers? You hungry? You want to hit some whiskey out of a flask? What did you write?
I played Ping Pong and Ding Dang.
Oh. Which characters you were, I like it. Jolene, do you want to come up here? And Jolene gets a runners-up prize of getting to make me name somebody a shithead. So let me give her a pen to write just write that down right on that piece of paper. And who was the flask belong to? Oh, it's on the back.
Vivian?
Don't read it out loud.
Neil. Don't?
Yeah, just pass it down to me. I wanted it again anyway. Whoa, my God, what does that say? Pen is the first part? Okay, I got it. All right. And, okay. Interesting. All right, so you guys got anything to plug? Neil, you got any of your stand-up comedy dates coming up?
Podcast, The Champs. I'll be in Atlanta next month.
People love a vague plug.
I'll be in Montreal next week, and then I'll be in at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta.
Yeah. Awesome.
Then, yeah.
All right. Look for him there. I love the Laughing Skull. It's very very intimate, fun place to see people. James Gunn has a game he's tired of talking about.
Yeah, but you can go buy it. Lollipop Chainsaw.
Go buy it's Lollipop fun. Chainsaw. And what do you got? Anything in the works that you can tell us about? Any projects or anything?
I do, but I can't.
Super 2?
I can't. Super 2. Yeah, no, I can't talk about anything. I am getting in this. If people want to go yell at this Raelian that's yelling at me on Twitter, I'd love it. You know Raelians? You know those guys? They're like a cult. And I went with my ex-girlfriend and we infiltrated their cult a couple years ago and I wrote a blog about it online and now Raelians are attacking me on Twitter. So I don't care. Instead of buying Lollipop Chainsaw, just like look at the people that are yelling me on Twitter who are Raelians and just make fun of them.
Was that Heaven's Gate thing?
That's the guys that said they cloned a baby about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went to their, yeah, it's like a sex cult. And I got laid zero times.
But what can they say on Twitter? Like, how can they attack you? Like, what sort of things do they say?
Just for example, like, I'll write something for someone. You could go on there and say, hey, at Raelian, fuck you. Like, that kind of thing. Or, you know, shut up.
No, I'm saying, what did Raelian say to you? How are they attacking you? What are they?
I don't know, they're mad. This just happened, like, a half hour ago. So.
I know. I was seeing it on my feed, and I was like,
Were you seeing it?
This confuses me.
Yeah,
because I don't know what Raelians are.
He was saying I was a liar, but I didn't lie. I wrote a blog with all the truth. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're saying that your blog was a lie that you wrote how many years ago?
You know, a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but if for some reason
they just
all
signed up on Twitter.
Well, no. Lately, somehow it must have gone into some, you know, Raelian feed lately, and now they're talking about it all the time. So I'm getting a lot of shit from Raelians. They're a bunch of monkeys.
My favorite thing about Raelians is if you try to type it into Google and find out more about them, chances are you're not even going to be able to spell it close enough to to find them. It's spelled really, it's fucked up.
It's Raelians. Yeah.
You know, that's not a word. And Jay, remind me again, August?
August 3rd, Baby Makers. And I'm doing your podcast.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wow. So plug that
first
too.
Of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're gonna be on The Champs?
Yeah.
One thing I heard about that show is that everyone gets there on time. And that they tape it in Venice, Italy. Yep. So good luck.
That's actually, you know that's not true because we only have black guests. They can't
laugh
at that.
Wait, he's
now.
Black enough? Is that what you're saying?
You were on the fence. We have non-white guests. That's the.
Oh, okay.
That's the fence.
That's fair.
Once
but
you
mostly
go black,
predominantly
you go back.
Black.
All right. And you're directing the Arrested Development movie, so congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you. You just made it, so I have no chance at doing that.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody there. This podcast is more for the fans than for. I don't think Ron Howard or who would
Mitch
make that
Hurwitz.
Decision? Who would make that? Mitch would make that decision? He's going to direct it himself.
He
though,
is.
Right?
He is. Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's earned it.
He's a, you know what I mean? Hey, let him have it. Throw him a bone.
I'm going to be at Helium in Portland, Oregon on July 25th, the Improv in Pittsburgh, July 28th and 29th at 4:20, Hilarities in Cleveland on Thursday, August 2nd at 9:45, the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio, on the 4th and 5th of August at 420. And thank you to my guests. Weren't they great? Neil Brennan, James Gunn, and Jay Chandusky. Did I say that right? Is it Gunn?
Really,
it's Gunn?
I was very, very late. Are we done?
We're done.
And we're done?
That's
we're done.
It, yeah.
I was so late.
This is it. Yeah. I'm just going to say the last thing, which is, as always, Will Pendarvis III is a shithead. Okay. And Shit Romney is a shithead. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.